ISIS has suffered another huge defeat. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the terror group loses physical ground, what's happening with their message? That's something we're going to consider alongside prayer today. And it's also a very special day for students around the world. Find out why in just a moment. But we're going to start off today in Syria, where the heart of the caliphate, the city of Raqqa, is finally free. U.S.-backed Syrian forces liberated the city this week after 3 years of oppression under the Islamic State. So it's great news. But there's a nagging question remaining, says Mohammed with Global Catalytic Ministries.
Because this ideology is still alive, ISIS will morph to something new. So that's the key question. You know, praise God, ISIS has fallen and it's not in Iraq and Syria. But what about the ideology?
There's a very real risk of the region falling to another extremist group like the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. To that end, Mohammed urges us to
first pray, because the biggest revival in the history of the Middle East is happening right now since the Islamic conquest.
In fact, don't be discouraged. The reality is what keeps GCM workers focused.
The real fake news is this: the wars, the fighting, the killing. The real news is that Jesus is moving powerfully in the Middle East. God is moving. It's not all destruction and death and craziness. It's actually amazing things.
This is where and when you can make a difference as the region rebuilds.
Everything begins, is in the middle, and finishes with prayer. So I'm actually looking for people to pray for us, because I know God will lead them to move in other ways too. So I'm looking for prayer partners.
Next, 90% of the people groups in Iran are considered unreached with the gospel. In particular, the Qashqai and Kurmanji language groups in Iran both have about 1 million speakers, and they're considered unreached. Jesus Film Project had Qashqai and Kurmanji on their to-do list for a Jesus Film translation for several years. They had the funding, but they couldn't find any local believers to do the film translation and recording. And then, through a miraculous series of events, and God connected them with the right people, the Jesus Film recordings in Qashqai and Kurmanji were just finished. Jennifer Richardson with the Jesus Film Project says it didn't take long for the films to have impact. Even the voice actors were moved by the story of Christ.
The person who is doing one of the main parts said that God spoke to him, and for the first time he felt empowered to share his faith after speaking through the book of Luke and understanding the power of God, and that wasn't just for him, but for him to also share his faith with others.
Jesus Film Project has other languages funded that are just waiting for the right people to record. Pray for that. And also,
for those that now have these tools available in Qashqai, Kurmanshahi, you know, just that the power of God would be with this tool and that he'll open doors for people to hear about him for the first time.
And today is World Student Day, a global event founded by International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. IFES's Jonathan Greenaway shares.
So it's one day which happens once every year, where we try to gather students from movements all around the world to pray together. That's a hard thing to do physically, but we have developed lots of digital tools to help us do that. So central to that is a special website, which is ifeswsd.org. And there students can send in their prayer requests and view prayer requests from countries all around the world.
Right now, there are 75 countries represented and at least 160 prayer request submissions. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, who's partnered with IFES, has students also participating in World Student Day. InterVarsity's Kurt Thiel shares.
I learned recently that an InterVarsity group in San Diego is going to travel across the border. They're going to walk across the border to Tijuana and gather with students in Tijuana to pray together. The movement in Mexico is called COMPA. And so InterVarsity USA and COMPA students will be gathering together and praying together. So it's wonderful when you can do that in person. That usually isn't the case, but in San Diego, it's possible.
Get the details on any of these stories at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.